Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today on The Brian Lehrer Show, First Lady Shirlane McRae steps into the public eye for the first time since the election of Bill de Blasio. We'll talk with activist Bertha Lewis, her longtime friend, who McRae is doing an event with. Why New York emergency rooms got a C and New Jersey emergency rooms got a D+ in a new report card from emergency room physicians. And Thomas More today on his book, A Religion of One's Own. He will help you if you're religiously unaffiliated to forge your own original spiritual path. But first, today is Inauguration Day for Governor Christie. The symbolic event planned for tonight on Ellis Island will take place in whiteout conditions, we expect, in New York Harbor. Might have been just the TV-friendly tableau the governor wanted to help launch his presidential campaign without quite putting it that way. Of course, everything changed with the release of this one heart-stopping sentence. Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. But, you know, that was two mayoral conflicts ago. Then came Jersey City Mayor Stephen Phillips' charge, backed up by documents that the Christie administration canceled a series of meetings with him after he ordered his fellow after he endorsed his fellow Democrat Barbara Buono for governor. And you've probably heard the back and forth by now between Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer and Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno over Zimmer's accusation that Guadagno threatened Hoboken on orders from the governor with getting less Sandy aid if Zimmer didn't support a Hoboken development project with ties to Christie's top appointee to where else the Port Authority, that's David Sampson. And so now we have this one heart-stopping sentence, Mayor Zimmer, on what Kim Guadagno allegedly told her about the governor.
And she said that she had been with him on Friday night and that this was a direct message from the governor.
Zimmer on CNN on Sunday. Here's a longer version from a WNYC interview that you might have missed over the weekend. This aired Saturday. Mayor Zimmer describing what she claims happened to New Jersey Public Radio reporter Sarah Gonzalez. And we don't have that clip. We'll try to get it as quick as we can. Do we have Kim Guadagno? Okay, not yet. So let's talk to New Jersey Public Radio reporter Sarah Gonzalez, who is back with us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brian.
What did Mayor Zimmer tell you?
So she says that she met with Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno in a parking lot at a ShopRite shopping center in Hoboken, and that she pulled her aside, that they were with a group of people, but that she had pulled her aside and told her, you know, word on the street is that you are not supporting this redevelopment project. It's important to Governor Chris Christie, and it shouldn't be this way. I know it shouldn't be this way, but you need to support this development project if you want help with Sandy aid recovery. That's what Zimmer says.
All right. Now, we've heard the back and forth. Guadagno says, Zimmer says, let's go a little deeper and let you help us do this into what this development project is, why Mayor Zimmer did not support it, why it might have been of so much interest to the governor and to David Sampson, his man at the Port Authority, the agency that blocked up the George Washington Bridge. And we will also play a previously unheard clip of Mayor Zimmer praising Governor Christie to me at a WNYC event. But Hoboken listeners, help us report this story. Let's hear from you on the question of this development project, 212-433-WNYC. Do you live or work in that part of town, which is the North End? Do you have any reason to support this or oppose this? 212-433-WNYC. What do you think of Mayor Zimmer's opposition or Governor Christie's support? How's Mayor Zimmer doing generally, in your opinion? 212-433-9692. She came to prominence in part, as you probably know if you're in Hoboken, as an opponent of another high-rise development project. Was anybody listening right now involved on either side of that? 212-433-WNYC. Hoboken listeners, this is just beginning to be understood by the wider public. Help us report this story. Tell us what you know. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show Mayor Zimmer replaced her predecessor, remember Mayor Peter Camerano, who left in the swirl of his own pay-to-play corruption scandal? Has Zimmer been cut from a different cloth on development or anything else? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. New Jersey Public Radio reporter Sarah Gonzalez is going to take notes. So, Sarah, what is this development project?
So it is a 40-story office tower in the north end of Hoboken. The developer is the Rockefeller Group. And the Hoboken Planning Board voted against the Rockefeller Group development. And Mayor Zimmer, from when I spoke with her over the weekend, says, you know, that she has a legal obligation to go about this redevelopment project a certain way, and that the Christie administration essentially was just kind of wanting her to speed things up and cut corners.
What's the Christie interest in it? And what's Christie appointee David Sampson's connection to it?
So the most obvious connection to the Christie administration is that the Rockefeller Group's law firm is Wolf and Sampson, and the founder of that law firm is David Sampson, and he was hired by Chris Christie as the chairman of the Port Authority. He's an ally of Governor Chris Christie, and he has been linked to the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal. Subpoenaed emails show that David Sampson knew about the scheme to cause traffic problems in the city of Fort Lee. And there are a couple other connections in terms of, you know, the Port Authority funded this development study in Hoboken, and other developers are saying that this law firm's study favored the Rockefeller Group over other developers.
Let's take a Hoboken caller on the development project. Stuart in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stuart. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I live about five blocks from the area that in Northwest Hoboken, that's obviously the center of all this controversy. And my general thought on it is, when you have multiple developers and there's healthy competition between them to develop an area, you tend to get a better result. You tend to get a better mix of office, residential, retail, services, all the kinds of things that make a neighborhood vibrant. When you tend to have an area that's dominated by one developer, I'll just use Newport in Jersey City as an example. One of the sort of problematic things about Newport that I've observed is it's largely been developed by one developer, and most of the residential development there is rental, not you can't buy in Newport. And so the problem is a lot of people tend to move out after a few years, and that's not good for the long-term health of a neighborhood. So, you know, in an area like the northwest of Hoboken, I think we need to have multiple developers in that area. The other comment I'd make is a 40-story tower, I think that's would be a huge strain on you know, transit and services in that corner of Hoboken. And really, height and density like that, I think, would be best concentrated in the southwest end of Hoboken, close to Hoboken Terminal, and also where there's already a certain density and there tends to be a concentration of office towers. So concentrating the skyline and then taller development in that area would make more sense than putting it in the northwest of Hoboken, where really the public transit option there is New Jersey Transit bus, which functions well. I take the bus in through the Lincoln Tunnel almost every morning to work in Manhattan,
right. And
it's great, but you know, if you bring 2 million square feet of office development in there without, you know, attention to transit, I think that would be put a strain on the area.
So that 40-story tower that's proposed would be an office building? It wouldn't be residential?
The talk has been that it would be office space. The majority of it would be office space, which isn't terribly in keeping with the makeup of that area of Hoboken, which is at least the developments that are in there that are relatively new are largely residential.
Right. Is high-rise development in Hoboken an ongoing controversial issue for you as a resident? Do we have successive, you know, developer versus community battles like we always hear about in New York City?
I would say yes to some degree. I think the challenge for Hoboken is, encouraging good development. I wouldn't say that I personally would be against a high rises in Hoboken. I think, you know, we've got a 14-story building going up on Hudson Street right next to the W Hotel, and that site has been vacant for quite a while, largely because of the financial 08 financial crisis that's been on hold. Mm-hmm. That's going in, and it's good. It's filling in at what was an empty lot on the street. There's going to be good, you know, retail, and kind of it's going to add to the street life right on the waterfront. So I think that's good. And I think there's an ongoing back and forth about New Jersey Transit's plans to develop the northern edge of the Hoboken rail yards and put in a mix of residential and office buildings. And that's one where you see kind of a back and forth. The developer wants to put in about 3 million square feet. The city would like it to be closer to 2 million square feet. And, you know, my sense as an observer of that is the two sides are eventually going to come to a compromise on that, and mm-hmm. that development will happen. And that ultimately, I think, will be good for the area. You look at the street along the rail yards there, and it's not terribly friendly to pedestrians. People tend to drive pretty fast on there, and that's largely because of its history. It's tended to be an industrial and kind of heavy industry and rail yards area. Filling in the south side of that Observer Highway with a mix of residential, office, and retail, and services, I think will ultimately be good for the city.
Stuart, thank you so much for your call. I think people learned a lot from listening to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
And other Hoboken listeners, help us report this story. Why might Governor Christie, why might David Sampson be so interested in this development project, a 40-story high-rise, which the previous caller says is going to be office buildings or offices? And why would Mayor Zimmer oppose? And do you have a side on this? If this is the thing that brings down Governor Christie's presidential aspirations, and it starts in Northwest Hoboken. Help everybody understand what's going on if you live in Hoboken or you know something about this. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. New Jersey Public Radio reporter Sarah Gonzalez is with us. And Sarah, now we have this clip, about 30 seconds of Mayor Zimmer talking to you at the end of last week, describing the encounter with Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno.
He pulled me aside in the parking lot at ShopRite, and she said to me, the word is that you are against it. You need to move forward, and we're not going to be able to help you. She explained that the governor really wanted me to move ahead, that the Rockefeller Project was very important to the governor. And she said, I know it's not right. These things should not be connected, but they are. And she said, if you tell anyone, I will deny it.
Mayor Dawn Zimmer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Yesterday came Lieutenant Governor Guadagno's terse denial.
In short, Mayor Zimmer's version of our conversation in May of 2013 is not only false, but is illogical, and does not withstand scrutiny when all of the facts are examined.
Kim Guadagno yesterday. Sarah Guadagno took no questions from reporters, did she?
I was not there at the press conference, but I don't believe she did.
Yeah, no, she didn't. And in Guadagno's knock on Zimmer that we heard, she called her illogical. She said the charge against her and Christie is illogical. Do you get what the logic part is? Did she lay it out? It wasn't in any of the clips that I heard.
From Guadagno? No. I mean, Mayor Zimmer says that the reason why, you know, when I spoke to her, she said that this has been a process. This decision for her to come forward with this, with the claims that allegedly the Christie administration made, and that she's speaking out now because she says that Guadagno told her that they would withhold Sandy aid, and in the first round of aid distribution, Hoboken did not get that much. Now we're in the middle of the second round of Sandy aid distribution, and she says, you know, she's speaking out now because she doesn't want the same thing to happen to Hoboken.
The governor's office claims that Hoboken did get its proportional share of Sandy relief money administered by the state, that Zimmer's original aid request of $100 million would have been one-third of all the state funds for Sandy relief, which was $300 million, for which the governor's office said they had $14 billion worth of requests. Of course, you ask if you're a local official for more than you're going to get, especially after something like Sandy. Hoboken, which was 80% underwater after the storm, got $300,000 out of the $300 million. So my handy-dandy pocket calculator tells me that's 0.1% of the state aid for Hoboken. It also got additional federal aid. But the governor is defending that 0.1% for Hoboken?
Right. So everyone kind of has their own numbers. When Mayor Zimmer said we only got 300,000 of the 300 million that was available, the state responded. They released a statement and they said, well, actually, the city of Hoboken got 70 million if you're looking at all of these different pots of money that the city received. Mayor Zimmer is not talking about the money that individuals got. The state is. In that $70 million, they say, you know, some of that went to homeowners whose places were damaged by Sandy. Mayor Zimmer is talking specifically about money that goes to the city for things like mitigation for future storms.
And there's a bit of a defense of the governor's position with respect to those numbers in an article by Josh Barrow. The small Sandy grants to Hoboken aren't as suspicious as they look. And this says, these awards look out of scale to Hoboken's situation, 80% underwater after the storm. At first glance, the city contains about 0.6% of New Jersey's population. So if they got 0.1% of the funds, maybe that's not so out of keeping with 0.6% of the population. And it is in a low-lying area on the Hudson River that suffered severe flooding. But in both programs, the vast majority of grant funds were not available to the city and town governments at all. The state of New Jersey provides a good overview of what sort of entities these grants were made available. Most were for homeowners and businesses.
Right. And we still don't know. I mean, we still don't know if the city of Hoboken knew how much money was going to be available when they applied for these grants. We don't know if what they asked for is in line with what other cities asked for, maybe what Shoretown's asked for. So the New Jersey team is kind of looking into all of that, right now. But one thing I do want to point out is that the Christie administration hired a law firm to audit how the state is handling its distribution of Sandy aid. And that law firm is Wolf and Sampson.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there are people out there who are saying maybe we need to explore whether there is a conflict of interest here.
Just a little. Paul in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning, Brian. Long time listener, first time caller.
Glad to hear from you, especially today.
Yes.
So go ahead. What do you know? Help us report this story about this development project in the Northwest End.
I'm just one person with thoughts and opinions, but I think what's getting lost in the dialogue here is that Mayor Zimmer didn't really come out for or against this project. What she was trying to get any developer to do was observe the legal process that a builder would have to go through.
And just that. And thank you. And Sarah, that's consistent with what you were saying before, where Zimmer told you that she was or has said that she was doing what following a process. And that she needed to work with the planning board and respect the planning board's decision.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with her background coming to prominence on the back of – and she had done other things. She had advocated for parks around Hoboken. You know, she has a long history in the city. But one of the things was in opposition to another development project. So this is part of Dawn Zimmer's reputation, part of what she's known for in Hoboken from even before she was mayor.
Yeah, and you know, redevelopment it's such a big issue in Hoboken. I live in Hoboken, and it's one of the most densely populated cities in the country. And there's a lot of competition, and I know that she's been struggling with at least the people in her city. You know, some of them complain about too much development. The infrastructure in Hoboken cannot really handle that much development. I mean, if you have lived in Hoboken, you know that there's a water main break or something going on with the pipes all the time. And the big criticism is there's too much redevelopment and the city can't handle it. So I think for that reason, it's also at the forefront, just really analyzing what is good for the city.
Victor in Fort Elizabeth, you're on WNYC. Hello, Victor.
Yeah, hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. Yes, and I am in support of the mayor because the mayor would not categorically lie about the amount of money that was given to her. She is saying that $142,000 was already given. $200,000, altogether $342,000. The mayor is saying the truth because for the fact that the lieutenant governor admitted that the conversation went on in that parking lot, it's a fact that the mayor is saying the truth. Secondly, if the Christie governor is admitted to all these allegations that sanity was associated with a bridge cruiser, then Christie should take the blame for this kind of situation.
Right.
But you shouldn't say that.
Well, let me jump in for a minute, Victor. So we'll find out if she's telling the truth about the parking lot encounter. But did you tell our screener also that you're concerned about development, and so you kind of see the issue here?
Yeah, I see the issue. I see the issue because for the city that has built such a great such an impact on the disaster, $300,000 plus shouldn't be used as a bargaining chip. No money from the federal government is used as a bargaining chip for the private development. This is wrong. This is a crime.
Victor, thank you very much. One part of the Dawn Zimmer story is that she had ranged from not accusing the governor to publicly praising Governor Christie until 3 days ago when she revealed her diary entry from May when she said Christie, through two of his aides, threatened her city for a connected developer. And she realized then that Christie was guilty of the same garden variety New Jersey corruption she thought he was the exception to, so says Dawn Zimmer. In Guadagno's statement yesterday, she also pointed to Zimmer's past silence.
I thought I had a good relationship with the mayor of Hoboken. In fact, just 3 months after this conversation she said we had occurred, I was walking on the streets with her in Hoboken.
And Zimmer didn't just keep quiet about Christie. She publicly praised him, including on Sandy Aid. Here's a previously unbroadcast clip of Mayor Zimmer speaking to me before a live audience at BAM, Brooklyn Academy of Music. It was a post-Sandy conference on resilient cities sponsored by WNYC and the group Pop Tech at BAM last fall. Zimmer was part of a panel that closed out the day. In this clip, she compares federal aid post-Sandy to federal aid post-Katrina in New Orleans. She specifically praises Governor Christie in this clip for working across the aisle to get federal money for our area.
In New Orleans, I mean, they were able to get the funding for really almost a comprehensive approach to really protect the city. And I think it was, quite frankly, really disappointing to see the way Congress handled protecting the Northeast. And we got to move beyond that. New York City, I mean, Hoboken's important, but like New York, like you're talking about the Northeast economy, and we need to have the funding to protect our region. I mean, we're part of the economic engine of this country. And so I was personally stunned with how Congress handled that and appreciate Governor Christie kind of stepping in and crossing all, reaching across the table and saying, like, we got to do this. This is ridiculous. And so, I think that the lesson is looking at, the New Orleans was funded. They got the funding to protect their community. And we deserve the funding to protect our area as well.
Mayor Dawn Zimmer with positive words for Governor Christie on Sandy relief at that off-the-air WNYC event. I said last fall, it was actually late June of last year. So this is the first public airing of that remark. And that, of course, Sarah Gonzalez, was about Christie's work for federal Sandy relief coming to New Jersey, not how he allocated it within New Jersey. But still, there it is.
Right. And there's a lot of people who are kind of pushing back on Mayor Zimmer and her allegations and the timing of it all. If you look on Twitter, there are a lot of people like Victor who called in who are supporting the mayor. And then there are a lot of people who are questioning it. But one of the threads on Twitter right now is, a couple months ago, the George Washington Bridge lane closure controversy was this big conspiracy theory. And look at where that is now.
Right. And this could have been that she was playing him with praise, part of a pattern, as might have been expected, to get Hoboken's maximal possible share of aid that was under Christie's jurisdiction. It could have been part of a pattern of fear and intimidation coming from Trenton, or her opinions of Christie could be more complex than black and white, or she's trying to capitalize on the political moment to raise her profile, as she's got this piece of written evidence, and that's what it's going to come back to, I think, soon from the U.S. Attorney's Office, which now has her diary. How would you like, Sarah, to go into a U.S. Attorney's Office and give them your diary?
I know. It could also be that she's talking about this now because, like I said earlier, there's this second wave of Sandy distribution, and so she's trying to bring attention around this issue. She did tell me that in the parking lot, that in her interaction with Lieutenant Governor Guadagno, that she asked her, are there any other towns that are being required to develop in exchange for Sandy aid? And she alleges that Guadagno responded, well, the Jersey Shore towns bring in $30 billion in revenue to the state. Hoboken does not.
Right. And timeline, yes, she wrote that in her journal last May about being so disappointed in Christie that he turns out to be just like the kind of corrupt politicians that she's been fighting in Jersey City all these years, and she thought he was different. But that was in May, before she appeared at our resilience event and praised him publicly there. So this is just beginning to unfold. We will see what happens. WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio reporter Sarah Gonzalez, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And coming up next, New York Magazine columnist Jonathan Chait. Stay with us.